Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire radio program that we affectionately call Satsang is for September the 9th, 2018, and we're going to be looking at, is life important? Kind of an interesting subject if you think about it. You would think most of us would think of it as important, but there are many variations to how people interpret life and the meaning of it. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I want to remind you that while I am deeply grateful you are listening to these radio programs, they are made possible by those of you who are sponsors. It is only through our sponsorship program that we are able to offer the Aspire radio program, our TV programs, and I'm really hoping that you are finding what I offer helpful. And I'm also hoping, of course, that you will help us pay for airtime and all the things that make up the Aspire radio program, TV program, and all of the offerings that I give to the community through my hospice work, hospital work, everything that I do. It is only through your tax-deductible gifts that you serve humankind in this way, which is a very important thing. In serving humankind, you help those you may never meet, who I walk into their lives and do, well, the work I do to serve them. And believe me, it is more than necessary, more now than ever before. If you're interested in maybe helping and serving mankind through this manner of spiritual awakening, if you go to the website at aspire.org, that's aspire.org, and you go to the front page, you will see down at the bottom why support Aspire and how to become a sponsor, and you get loads of little goodies for being a sponsor. My message of the month, access to all of my podcasts, video casts, and commentaries that I do twice a month, plus 122 discourses I've done over the years on various TV program subjects. Nobody Likes You Anyway. I Gotcha would be one. We're going to be showing very soon the series on What's the Point of It All, and you will get those as well as the Eightfold Path, all of the teachings I did on the sound of one hand clapping. I mean, they're all there for you for free, and they're a gift given from my heart, hopefully to yours. And that they mean a great deal to you because they meant a great deal to me to make for you. They're there to serve you. So go take a look, become a sponsor, and please know that I am humbly grateful for your support. Life. Is life important? It's an interesting subject because most of us don't think much about life until we're about to either lose it or we're on the brink of losing our life, maybe due to a sickness, old age, accident. I mean, there's 100 million things. But I think people die long before they get sick, long before they get old. I've seen people die in their childhood, and it's a very sad thing for me. But it's a very sad thing that most people don't know what their life means. They just trundle through life, not looking at what it means, what it can do, the blessing of it all. They just kind of nonchalantly move through their life. It blows me away. So let's go to the questions. First question comes from Jesse. He often emails me with questions. I want to thank you, Jesse. He said, Greg, is life really that important? What parts are? I'm finding it difficult. Seems to me that family is everything. Jesse. Well, Jesse, your greatest enemies are those of your own household, as according to what Jesus taught. So I think in lieu of not finding any kind of authentic meaning in your own life, I think what people do, like you, like many, they make family everything. They just make it everything. And that's all they have. You circle the wagons, you get everybody kind of together, and this is what you get and this is what you are and blah, 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 blah. These are the people that are most important because they have to love you. They're kin. They've got your genetics and your DNA and all that other great stuff. And here you are. Why? As people, though, if you were another person, I don't know if you'd feel the same way about your family or even yourself, if you could even see what you do to yourself through what you call family or what you call love, which is, come to find out, probably one of the worst things that human beings do is how they interpret love. Well, let's go into life. You asked me, Greg, is life important? It depends on who you are. It depends. For a lot of people, it's no big deal. You get up in the morning. Life is a biological function. That's what it is. So I would say the majority of people on this planet, bar none, way over the top. It's all about the body, how comfortable it is, what it's emotionally feeling, what it's feeling in its sensations. It's a biological affair. And of course, it is important that you keep that biology comfortable and going and make it feel good all the time. It has to have the accoutrement of comfort, of success, of all sorts of things. So is life important? Is it based on the academics of living our life in accordance with society? Well, for most people, it is. And let's just say that it is. They can't go any deeper. They don't go any further. And if you start questioning them about anything any deeper, they get freaky. They get, I don't want to think about that. It amazes me. Sometimes people ask me what I do for a living, and I never really tell them the truth. Because when I used to tell them the truth, they'd back off. You know, I teach meditation, I do counseling, I work in the community as a person who goes to hospice, and all the drudgery work that they think that all is. And it is for a lot of people. Now I just tell them I'm an undertaker, which really I'm not lying. I'm just kind of saying I deal with the dead. I deal with people who have died years and years and years ago, Jesse. If you're asking, is life important, then there is something really wrong, Jesse. I mean, we're talking really wrong. There are some things evidently within you that are not alive. I mean, if you have to ask a question like, is life important, you're saying a lot of different things to me. You're saying you don't know much about your life. You don't know life at all. You're saying things about yourself that maybe you need to take a look at. Why wouldn't it be important? Some people see it as an opportunity. Some people feel forced into it. Some people think they had no choice in the matter. The thing that is kind of interesting to me in a very macabre way is how young people do not really regard their life as being all that important. They're willing to go and get a gun and shoot their fellow students or people and then shoot themselves. And you gotta ask yourself, why? Why? What is going on? And I think I know why. What does Greg Penn know? But there really is the absence of a great love that children need. And oftentimes they are born out of careless sex, meaningless relationships. And then they are brought into this earthly life in the same manner in which they were conceived. And it leads to indifference about everything. And some people think that the most noble way or quickest way to get attention is for their little 15-minute jaunt of being famous is to do something radical like that. I could go into 100 different methods and reasons why, some of which are these video games and such, which depict life doesn't mean anything. You sit there in a video game blowing people away in this mesmerization of fantasy, and then watch it on TV and in movies, and then it just starts to become a real part of your life. And that's the sad part. This goes on and on and on and on in human beings. So you ask, what parts are? Is life important? And, you know, if so, what parts are? I think the most beautiful parts of life is when I can be intimate. Intimacy is a great difficulty for most of us, because it requires vulnerability. It requires being close to and taking down all of the parts of our persona, our ego, our pride, our vanity, and doing away with them and just standing there, so to speak, naked in the wind and feeling the beauty of what I call being authentic. Authenticity, to me, is the meaning of life. And if you're not authentic, then you have no meaning. Life is not just the day-to-day activities. Life is more than that. Life is what touches my heart. And the only thing that can touch my heart is my heart. When you and I live as the heart, when we live in the totality of that heart, and we do not allow our minds to come in and segregate us away from the authentic heart, then you have intimacy with life, intimacy with all things in this life, in this world, and it becomes immensely beautiful. Meditation brings about intimacy, not routine, intimacy. So when you ask me, Jesse, about why life is important, it is in the lifestyle of allowing the heart to be the way of my life, the essence of my life. Look at your livingness, the things you do. How much of the heart is involved in any of it? Just look at it. Be aware of it. And if you are, and if you can, and if you do, a great joy will fill your heart. A great wisdom will come into being. And you will start to see, oh, every moment is precious. Every moment, from petting your dog to cleaning up your dog's poop, it won't matter. They're all the same. And it isn't because it's your dog and yada-da, yada-da. It is the privilege and the honor of living as we do in the heart of love, the authentic. That's what makes life important, being authentic. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question from Carol in Los Angeles. How do I not miss, as you say, I watch your videos and love your Aspire TV programs, and often you refer to the idea of missing. What do you mean, Carol? Carol, most of us miss the significance of everything that is happening in our living. We miss it. We're so preoccupied with the ideas and ideals of what we think makes a gratified life. Gratification is everything. Emotional gratification. Emotional anything. When I'm emotional about everything and anything, which most human beings are based on their experience with their body and their mind, they miss. They miss the obvious. They miss the beauty, the whole essence of it all. How beautiful can something beautiful be to you? How beautiful? What does it have to touch in you? What does it have to do to be beautiful for you? And then, is that the end of it? If something is authentically beautiful, let's say, Carol, and you touch it within yourself or you allow it to touch you, it should absolutely change everything in our life. I mean everything. The way we live, the way we breathe, the way we go about doing anything, to recognize authentic beauty and to see it pulsate into and out and through this lifetime in so many different ways. It should mean a great deal to you. So I ask you, how beautiful can beautiful be? Well, it has its limits in the human being. After the appreciation of the aesthetics of whatever it is that I think might be beautiful, then there is how that beauty relates to my ability to recognize it. What in me recognizes great beauty? Start taking that deeper and deeper into your life. Now, you can't do that unless you meditate. And most people can't meditate because they don't think they can meditate, or they don't want to meditate, or it's so intimate that it has become foreign to the average person. So they miss. They miss everything. Imagine in the day you are in right now, how much of this day, before you go into it, you're going to miss. Well, you can't even imagine that. That's a lot of missing, if you think about it. It's a lot. You're going to miss the little nuances, the little things that are occurring that are beyond your attentions right now, beyond the ability to appreciate those little, tiny, beautiful things that occur that have great significance in the bigger picture of life. A ladybug walking across the leaf. Little things like that. Maybe even the sound of dripping water. Just listen. We are always busy trying to get rid of what annoys us to such a degree that we miss the whole bigger picture of our life. So when you start thinking about the beauty of your life, the meaning of your existence, what are you really talking about? In the bottom line of everything, it's all about, can I appreciate great beauty? Can I feel beauty inside me? Can I call it forth? And then when I do, what do I feel? Do I feel a sense of the profoundness of life? You can change your entire life in one moment just by the recognition of something that is beautiful. And by the way, that beauty that I am talking about is everywhere. It's in everything and it's going on all the time. It is everywhere. And if it doesn't put a smile on your face, if it doesn't bring great gratitude to you, if it doesn't bring you to your knees in being humbled by this great beauty, then you miss. And you miss everything that is significant to your own life. What can I say? There is a beauty even in this moment that I'm talking to you, Carol. Can you find it? Or did you miss because you're looking for some intellectual meaning, some emotional pull that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside, that kind of thing? The significance of life is what we miss. And we miss it because we can't appreciate it based in the kind of logical thinking that we have stuck ourselves with and insist is the only way to experience anything. And it's not true. In meditation, we let go of all of that falderall, and we start to breathe and feel the, I'm feeling it now, the joy of being alive and the meaning of what it is to have a lifetime. It is immensely beautiful. It isn't even in words that I can put that would convey the depth and the meaning of it all. Don't miss. Don't miss, Carol. Don't miss. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question. This comes from a gentleman named Les who writes me a great deal. And he always has beautiful questions, and I'm always grateful. I just have one question, Greg. What is life? People like to believe, Les, that life is something that is around them, not in them. There is no life and then a Les or a Gregory. It doesn't work like that. The life that you experience can only be the life that Les allows you to experience. The only life that a Gregory could know is the life that Gregory would let me have. Now, do I put up with that? Do I just look at my life and say, well, that's it. Greg can't experience anything past this emotion, this thought, that thought? No, I don't. Unless you shouldn't either. Life is an ever constant flow of an experience of ourselves that is important for us to be aware of so we can understand the nature of our karma, the nature of our living. You have your karma, and then you have your livingness. If you are a wise person, you will understand the nature of your livingness. And you will understand that this livingness comes from whatever you can cultivate in your heart. If you cultivate your heart and live from the sphere of this gigantic experience called the heart, you will acquire a soul. This soul will be more than an inspiration. This soul will contain a life for you that is very different than the way your mind may have interpreted your daily living. And once that has been established in you, when you are looking at life from the point of view that this life that you are thinking you're in is one that is preconceived by your genetic nature and DNA, and you are willing to go beyond that into the state of the spiritual heart, that is when you are going to find the immensity of life, the immensity that is love, the immensity of who and what you authentically are. This is a very important state of mind. Most people have a discriminating mind, a mind that discriminates between the ideas of right and wrong and good and bad. The whole idea of meditation, as it were, is to purify that mind. How do I purify my mind? By no longer weighing what is right and wrong, what is good and bad. When I'm no longer trying to appease my emotional nature with relationships, friendships, food, whatever. Whatever is the distraction that emotionally makes me feel as though I'm important or essential, that is when it starts to happen. You start to realize the most important thing in your life is what lives within you. It is the state of your heart. And that is the most important aspect of life, living in the way of the heart. Les, thank you for your beautiful question. Please forgive me. Namaste. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Go to the website, take a look around. Our mystery donor is matching. He is matching donations for year end. We're in our year end drive. And I hope that you will either make a donation and let him match it, or that you will become a sponsor and he will match that as well. So that is a really kind thing he is doing. Won't you help us, please? Have a beautiful day. And please forgive me, eh? Namaste.